Hello, welcome to 3 Minute Review.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Is it about the billboard?
It's not about the billboard, although I did have a friend of mine say, what do you want to do? Do you want to burn it? Do you want to egg it? Do you want to destroy it?
There should be a website, like a dark web website.
For how to destroy billboards?
Well, just because, like, there's already people that want to, like, tag stuff.
Yes.
If you could, like, anonymously give someone some money and be like, look, you guys did that whole tower downtown L.A., why not hit a couple of billboards? How much would you pay someone to go hit a billboard?
I mean, it depends on how much.
$100?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do it for free anyway.
Of course.
You might as well incentivize them.
Doing like an Airbnb, remember the couch surfing website?
Oh, yeah.
Like, doing a couch surfing website for, like, you were going to do it anyway. Can you go and do it here? And I'll give you $100 would be a good thing. I have like a question for you. So I just had a bad piece of news, which was the people who I thought were like, I mean, the people who were the most bullish on buying the show that I pitched during Sweeps Week are pulling out. It's showtime. They're in a moment of transition. They're in the process of being bought probably by David Ellison or by
private equity
or someone else. Yeah, yeah. And they ran it all the way up the ladder to their bosses. They fought for it super hard. Like, they are heartbroken, apparently. Like, I believe all that stuff, which is nice. And then I had a moment of, like, not despair about, oh God, what if I'm not good enough? Just being like, what if I'm not supposed to be here? You know, like, what if I'm just not supposed to be here?
Is that your question to me?
No, my question is, okay, so it all goes bad. Like, it, you know, I go, like, I can't do it anymore, man. What's our in a fun way, what's our alternate life?
Oh, from
here, we're like, we can't be here anymore. It's too expensive and I don't work in showbiz anymore.
I don't know, Fillmore, California.
But where do we get jobs, though?
I don't know, probably somewhere in Fillmore.
Okay.
There's a Doberman rescue operation.
You
want to
stay in California?
I mean, I don't need to. I'm not attached to it particularly. But I mean, I like it. I like biking around in the warm weather.
Right. Because I think I would want to go somewhere else and do it.
If,
like,
you weren't in the biz.
Yes. I want to do like a, in the way where it's just like, congratulations, you've been relocated because you're in the...
Yeah, I mean, that was basically me moving to LA was that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the opposite. Like, that was like you weren't anonymous. But I would want
to... No, but I'm just saying, like, I got to, like, do a full reset.
Yes.
Like, of my entire life. Yeah, it was nice. I needed it.
But I'd want to do it in, like, a witness relocation program style.
It was like off-grid.
Off-grid.
No one knows where you are.
No one knows.
Working for cash. Working for cash tips at a...
landscape. Or, yes.
At a Piggly Wiggly.
What's a Piggly Wiggly again?
Oh, I think it's a grocery store, but I was thinking more like a Waffle House.
Yes. Just like the character from Barry. The character who... loved Barry, but then didn't love him anymore. She's a Canadian actress. Her name is Sarah.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter. They go off grid, you know, in the middle of Kansas or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'd want to still, like, be in a place where there's biking, there's hiking, but I'm not doing this. I'm not doing anything close to this anymore. Like, it's not like, oh, I have to go teach now, or I get to go teach somewhere, or I get to go back to be like, I get to be a journalist again, or I get to do PR for a university or something that's stable. I think I would just, like, burn it to the ground and...
No more words.
No more words.
Come on, UFC fighter.
To get punched in the brain so many times that I forget what having a memory is, or what having this personality, or anything...
I'm in. If it comes to that, I'm in.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, I'll think of some ideas, but I don't have any right now.
I think it would just have to be radical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would have to be maybe nomadic or... The van.
Go live in a van.
Just to get rid of everything, go live in a van.
Can it be a Delica?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's like a nice van.
I think it would. I mean, they,
it's not like a fancy, but it's like nice.
No. It's not like the one that Clarence Thomas has or anything. But I think it's like, you know, we sell everything in here. I'm sure there are some items that would sell for something. Margot's painting, I think, would sell for some money.
But, yeah. These are the feelings one has when one is getting rejections on top of watching their bank account dwindle.
I tried to appeal my case for unemployment. The unemployment says they don't owe me anything, but they do. Like, just my benefits. And then I tried to, the bank that I am with in Canada, that bank account has a few thousand dollars in it, but it got et by another bigger bank, and now it's impossible for me to access any of those bank accounts.
That's insane.
And then I tried to apply for the Entertainment Community Fund loan/grant program, and their portal is so confusing, and I spent, an hour and a half just being like, here's my W-2s. Here's my 1099s. Here's my lease. I got my lease out from 10 years ago. And I was like, this is how much I pay for rent. But plus, this amount of jacking up of the rent. Like, here's how much my therapy costs. Here's how much the groceries cost. Like, screen grabs. It's like taking off all your clothes in front of, like 50 bureaucrats dressed in brown three-piece suits. Named Kevin. And you're like, I'm nude now. And they're like, you forgot to
bring a piece of paper with you.
Yeah. And we wanted you to keep your socks on. Anyway. Everywhere I turned for help today, it was just a red thing invalid or cannot access or you don't have the password. And I was like,
we had a nice morning though.
We did. We had a really nice morning. You really worked me hard at the gym today.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's like today was one of those things where I was just like, I don't have the right passwords to my life.
We're in a downbeat right now.
We're in a big, but I just feel like it's been darkest before the dawn for so long now that I'm just like, hey, guys, how much more?
How much darker can you get on the day of the full eclipse?
On the day of the full eclipse, you guys, come on.
On a scale of 1 to 5, what do you rate the full eclipse?
From what I understand, it was a 5, but I didn't experience it.